Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now, 844-322-2742. That's the number, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As you look out on the Church of Jesus Christ today, one thing that stands out is that we're not a very confident, bold group of people. We lack boldness in our culture today, and the reason that we lack boldness is that we don't understand this new covenant in which we live. If you want confidence, if you want boldness in your Christian life, you have to go right back to the new covenant and the hope that is infused into that new covenant. Here's what Paul had to say. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, that's the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, he strikes a contrast, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? So that old covenant came with glory. This new covenant comes with even more glory. Now, if the ministry that condemns, that's the old covenant, is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? Right. So the old covenant condemned, this new covenant brings righteousness. For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. So you look at the moon at night, it's bright, it's bold, it's beautiful. And then as the sun starts to peak in the morning, starts to rise in the morning, the glory of the moon fades away. Yes. You can see it, but it's nothing compared to the glory of the sun. Right. That's what Paul is saying as far as the old covenant. That's like the moon. It simply reflected the glory of God. This new covenant brings the actual glory of God to us. So, and if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory that which lasts? This new covenant lasts. That old covenant was temporary. It had a beginning and an end. That end was in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Once that came to an end, it gave way to the glory of Christ himself and this new covenant that he ratified with his blood. That's what we live in today. And here's what Paul said. Therefore, since we have such a hope, what is that hope? The fact that this new covenant lasts. It's not temporary. It doesn't have a beginning and an end. It's eternal in nature. That's this new covenant. So therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
Yes.
Do you want to be bold in life? Do you want to have confidence? Do you want to have that confidence to encounter the culture, to engage the culture, to tell people about the risen Christ? Let your hope be anchored in this new covenant. It'll change everything.
Absolutely. That's truth straight from the Word of God, and you heard it here on Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Bob Davis, I am Robert Davis, but Bob Davis as well. We're glad that you've joined us. 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Calls beginning to come in. Still plenty of time. Open lines. Give us a call.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Valley View, Texas, and talk with Stephanie listening to us on the Word. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Nice to hear from you today.
It's nice to hear from I'm with you guys, too.
Well, what's on your mind? How can we help?
Well, I've always had a strong view on how porn is not like the sin, as well as strip clubs and stuff like that. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's a very, she's a very good girl. She has her faith in Jesus. However, she is okay with that. And she spoke to me and said, like, it's okay to be into porn. It's okay to go to strip clubs and to have that as a job. And I'm having a hard time explaining to her that you can't pick and choose what you want out of, it's the Bible. Isn't that what she's technically, I'm just having a hard time on that because I just don't understand how you can think that, a sin's okay, yet like another one's not okay. How would you explain that and have a conversation about that?
Well, Stephanie, I think that's a conversation that many of us are going to be engaging in, you know, as with our friends, with family members, just because pornography is such a big, huge problem in America today and the world today. And one of the issues surrounding that is the casualness in which we think of sex. It's just no big deal. There's no sacredness to it. There's no holiness to sex anymore. It's just a casual thing. It's no big deal. That is the attitude. And so your friend is expressing that attitude. It's no big deal to watch porn. It's no big deal. How is that going to affect me? How is that going to impact me? Well, study after study after study shows the consequences of pornography on people, on relationships. Couples that engage in pornography, looking at pornography, they find their intimacy kind of falling apart, unraveling. They're not able to, you know, enjoy a sexual relationship with each other like they once did. Why? Because they're substituting what they're seeing on screen for the real thing, so to speak. So it has consequences. Sin has consequences. The wages of it is death. That's why God sent Jesus. But there's also natural consequences to it. And so on the surface, somebody says, hey, well, what's the big deal? Well, get into it for a year and you're gonna feel the weight of those consequences in a lot of different ways. Guilt, shame, you know, wanting to hide from people, wanting to hide from close friendships and relationships. You're gonna see all kinds of consequences associated with that choice. And that's not what God has for us. So, Stephanie, I think you talk with her on that regard. What is it that you are gaining through looking at porn or going to strip clubs? I mean, what do you think you're gaining from that?
Yeah.
And I think that's how you approach it. There's, you know, your friend is free to do that. But you know, as Paul said, don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh. And that's what she's doing, using her freedom to indulge the flesh. And what she's doing is saying, I still want to be mastered by my fleshly desires. I still want my fleshly desires to control me. Well, those fleshly desires aren't going to lead you to good things. They're going to be detrimental in the end.
I appreciate it. I really do, because that is, I mean, it's just like you said, our world is just so more and more okay with this. It's everywhere like you go nowadays, even on cartoons, there's always, I mean, just stuff that pops up, and it's just everywhere, and everyone's okay with it. And I'm thankful, like, enough to have a sweetheart who he's not like that. And it's hard to find a person like that who's just.
Well, here's what I think we have to realize: God invented sex. I mean, that's not a human invention. That's how he designed us, and there's reasons for it and purposes for it. And if we will follow his guidelines on that, then sex is going to be the most beautiful thing that we can experience as human beings. But like everything that God does and that God brings into existence, man in its fallen nature tries to pervert. And that's all pornography is a perversion of what God brought into being as something that is good. So if we want the full goodness of it, then we need to abide with what God has to say about it.
Yes, sir. Well, I I appreciate like your time, and I'm happy that I was able to get like a hold of you guys.
Well, you're more than welcome, Stephanie, and you bring a very important topic to the broadcast today, and we appreciate that. And what I'd like to do, Stephanie, I want to put you on hold and send you a copy of a book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And it answers the question how we're to live as believers, how the Christian life is really supposed to work. And it's something that I think you could read, and then you could pass on to your friend, and I think it would be a big help in answering some questions there.
Okay, I appreciate it. I do, and I hope you guys have a nice day and a blessed day.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. Yeah. And thanks for your call. You hold the line, okay? Hang on.
Plenty of open lines right now. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. As I said, go to the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And I hope that Stephanie will take the opportunity to share the book with her friend. And also, Stephanie, if you're still listening, you can access the archive of this particular broadcast if you feel that it's appropriate to actually play back the conversation that we just had. So that would be a good idea as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Long Island, New York, and talk with Teresa listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, brothers. How are you guys today?
Doing fantastic. So nice to hear from you.
Oh, and you too. I miss and love you guys, and I wish I lived closer, but we're bound together.
Yes, we are.
Indeed.
That's what this new covenant does. It binds us together in such a tight-knit relationship, and it's just a joy, isn't it?
It is such a joy. I have to tell you, you know, the Lord has extended my family. I have made so many friends on Facebook through Basic Gospel, which is also a blessing.
Love your posts on Facebook, Teresa.
And I love yours. The one in the dentist chair was great.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that, Bob, before you were talking about the boldness that we lack as Christians, I have to say that not only did your broadcast from a year ago and many of the CDs that I've purchased help me in understanding about my own salvation, but in particular, I've been listening to one recently, Drive the Stake, and that very CD has made me incredibly bold in sharing the gospel because it's cleared up so many misconceptions for me, and it brings it down into such a simple format. So I just want to recommend that to people out there, that Drive the Stake is really a great tool in helping with sharing the gospel. That is, it's been amazing to hear.
Well, Teresa, we, in response to your comment, here's what we'll do for listeners today. And I hope all the staff is listening, because this wasn't planned. This is just a spontaneous thought that's happening with me right now. So everybody here in the Basic Gospel Studios is probably on edge. But today, here's the deal. If you will call 844-412-2742, 844-412-2742, and you need to call, talk to Billy. We will send you a free copy of Drive the Stake, the CD that you're talking about, Teresa.
Good going, Teresa.
I love it. Well, God bless everybody who gets one, because it is so amazing. It has helped me so much to just, I've been telling people, you know what your problem is? You need to hear the gospel over and over and over and over again until you get so grateful all the other stuff just falls away.
That's exactly right. You know, I tell this story. When my kids were young, I used to read, and Gina used to read to them that little storybook called Goodnight Moon. And we would read it, we would get to the end, and they would say, read it again. We would read it again, and then they would want to hear it again. And that's the way it should be with this gospel message. It's a story that we need to hear over and over and over and over, because the more we hear it, the more it's going to become our belief system, that we're actually going to believe the words of Jesus when he says, your sins are forgiven. We're actually going to believe the words of Jesus when he says, I've given you eternal life. We're actually going to believe the words of Jesus when he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Those words will start to become our reality. We'll know it experientially. And then as we do, we see those truths being lived out in our day-to-day lives. It truly is a hear it, believe it, live it process. So as we hear this gospel message, we're going to see transformation and results in life that we never dreamed possible. And I think it starts right with the simple gospel message. And that's what this CD is all about, Drive the Stake. It's just an explanation of the gospel that leads to a point of assurance, knowing that you know that you have been saved by Jesus Christ once and for all.
Amen.
Well, we sure.
So thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And everybody call in quickly.
Absolutely. Again, based on Teresa's comments, we want to give you a copy of this CD, Drive the Stake. It is free to you today if you will pick up the phone and call 844-412-2742. 844-412-2742. Just tell Billy you want the CD, Drive the Stake, and we will get one to you as quickly as we can.
That is great. I love those battlefield decisions like that. I really.
I like them too. I don't know if anybody else around here does. But well, Teresa,
funny.
Thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Yes,
God bless you. I love you all so much. Thank
great to
you.
Hear from you,
you too.
Teresa.
Well, let's go up to Idaho and talk with LaVonna. Hi, LaVonna.
Hello. How
welcome.
Are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I was just calling. I have a scripture here that I think the girl that called in about pornography, it might help her and her friend. It's Colossians chapter 3, starting with chapter 3 and going down to 7. May I read it?
Yes, please do, because this is really an important passage, and I'm glad you're bringing it to the airwaves today. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. You must put to death, then, the earthly desires at work in you, such as sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passions, and greed. For greed is a form of adultery. Because of such things, God's anger will come upon those who do not obey him. At one time, you yourselves used to live according to such desires, when your life was dominated by them. And if you go on, really this starts with Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 20, and goes on down to chapter 3, verse 17.
Yeah,
so
you're exactly
just
right.
So read all of that.
Yeah, it's a very powerful passage. Now, LaVonna, and for our listeners out there, most people really like the first few verses that you read. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. We check that off and say, hey, that is really good stuff. That is really powerful stuff. And we want to hang to that truth, but we also want to have the freedom to carry out our sinful desires, to carry out our fleshly desires. But that's not this newness of life that we've been raised to walk in. There is a turning away of that old lifestyle and an embracing of this new way of life. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about here. You know, all of these things, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, that's spiritual bondage. That's soulish bondage. We are being dominated, controlled by sin, and that's what we've been set free from. Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection, severed that relationship that we once had with sin and death. Now, through faith in Christ, we are under the grace of God, no longer mastered by sin. So when
right.
the flesh kind of rears its ugly head and says, hey, remember when we had so much fun doing these things? You can say, we didn't have any fun at all. That was just nothing but sheer slavery. That was emotional darkness. That was despair. That was emptiness. That was all of those things. No, we didn't have any fun at all. That's why I am putting to death these things so that I can walk fully in this newness of life that I have in Christ Jesus. So it's a powerful passage, and Lavanna, bless your heart for bringing it to us today in response to Stephanie's call. Yes, we sure appreciate it.
There's one other thing, if you have time. I think this, when we are born again, when we accept Jesus Christ, we die to our old self and our sinful nature, and we have new life with Christ, and we're washed of our sins, and Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit, and we have to get rid of that old self. He wants a clean house to live in.
Well, the old self has died. The old self has died, but we have flesh, and it's just saying, hey, I don't want to be dominated by those fleshly desires. That's not who I am anymore. I've died, and I've been raised with a brand new identity, with a new heart, a heart that is bent toward believing Christ Jesus. And so that's where our victory over the sins of the flesh come in, and it's a powerful, powerful thing. Well, Lavanna, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
God bless. Love our listeners who participate like that.
Absolutely.
That is just fabulous.
Indeed. We wish more would do it.
Yes, yes, indeed. Let's talk to Mary, listening to us on the Word here in Dallas. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing well. How can we help you?
Yes, I was married for 20 years with this person for 23. He died self-inflicted in May 2015, and he had two children plus grandchildren, which I raised and took care of as well. And they are now, he's been gone for 8 months, and they've kind of rejected me. They won't speak to me. And I was wondering if, you know, I text them and say, have a good day, have a nice day, but I never get any response. So is there something else I should be doing, or just wait for God to fight my battle for me?
Well, Mary, you have hope in Christ. It might be worthwhile, you know, if I'm in your shoes, maybe inviting them to a dinner and just saying, hey, this is a very painful thing. Here's the pain that this has brought in my life. And I would really like to know, you know, what you're feeling and what you're sensing, and you know, if you're mad at me, and if those things, and try to bring some of that out in the open.
I've tried that,
and they're not.
Won't respond to anything that I say.
Well, then I think at that point, I think you just give it time, you know, I think you kind of empathize with them. Said, hey, I'm hurting, I'm reeling from this, and have been, and I know you are, and, you know, I'm praying for you in that regard. And just hopefully at some point in the future, they will pick up the phone and say, can we talk? They will try to draw near to you so that they can resolve this and kind of put it behind them and move forward. At this point, I would just let them kind of initiate at some time in the future. But I would continue to send them text messages and those sort of things just to let them know that you're still thinking about them and that you still care for them.
Okay. Yes, that's what I've been doing. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Well, you too, Mary. Thanks for your call.
Yes,
God bless.
Indeed. Thanks to everybody who called to be a part of this one. It was a wonderful opportunity to have input into the lives of people, and that's why we're here, to share truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you. We're going to be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.